The Christian school teacher did what? 93 million getting blasted again. Trump, O'Rourke, dueling. Muslim politicians just can't believe this. Most corrupt city in America? Now, where would that be? Very important health news today. So, do you have a major storm in your life? Persecution and what to do. That's the devotion today. Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment, and of course, the ultimate, the Word of God. Right after this important message. What an encouraging message on Facebook yesterday. Hi, Brother Greg. Just thought I'd tell you, I appreciate everything you stand for, and we love your program that we hear on WHCB every day. My husband and I pray for you every day also. Thank you, Stephanie, and your husband. And here's one from Dodie. Said, I'm going to be at all the services when you come to Tri-City. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for, well, just coming out. What a big deal. That's going to be the last 2 days of February. First day of March, we're going to do Share-a-thon 2019. And then that following Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be in a couple of Free Will Baptist churches in Elizabethton and up in Johnson City. And I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. God is so good. Thanks for getting in touch. Thanks for just loving us. It would never happen to me and to the good Christian people I know. Be very careful. Of course you know it. In every walk of life, there are bad people. There are bad pastors. There are bad Christians. There are, well, just fill in the blank. Example, how about Christian school teachers? Andrea Nicole Baber, who taught at the Logos Christian Academy, ordered to spend 20 months in prison for being involved sexually with a student in Springfield, Oregon. The 30-year-old educator pleaded guilty last month to rape and contributing to the sexual delinquency of a minor. She entered a plea deal that dropped 20 additional charges, including sodomy and providing marijuana to a minor Christian schoolteacher. Police arrested the English teacher December of 2017, just days after her spouse allegedly caught the two together. Soon after they were busted, the teen's father received an anonymous email asking whether he knew his 17-year-old son was involved with the teacher. All downhill from there. The teen's parents reported the message. Deputies interviewed the teen about the affair, and yep, the rest is history. Baber will be required to register as a sex offender for life. Former Christian school teacher. When the first Muslim went into public office, I said, what is wrong with this picture? I haven't changed my mind yet. Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, launched a new anti-Semitic volley on Twitter Sunday, accusing a pro-Israel group of buying influence in Congress and referring to an offensive Jewish stereotype that even fellow critics of Israel have found abhorrent, really, and we're surprised. Omar began a retweeting Glenn Greenwald, co-founder of Intercept, who's long been hostile to the nation of Israel. That should be offensive to every American. Greenwald had criticized House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy for his comments to Breitbart News and other outlets, accusing Democrats of double standards in their reluctance to punish Omar and other Democrats for anti-Semitic rhetoric when they had eagerly censored Representative Steve King for racist language. Last month, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi promoted Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee despite controversy about Omar's past anti-Semitic rhetoric and her radical anti-Israel foreign policy views. I'll say again, how do these people get in office? It's the new America. Meanwhile, now Pelosi has come out and denounced this woman's comments. Oh, my goodness. Details sketchy out of Florida, but allegedly three Golden Knights, those elitist parachutists, overnight jumped from 14,000 feet before opening their parachutes, and they were injured. No further details. How many stories? Dozens? Hundreds? How many people in prison for crimes they did not commit? You do a Google search on that, you will be shocked at people spending 10, 20, 30 years in prison for crimes they did not do. Oftentimes, cities and states paying millions of dollars to those incarcerated wrongly. Can you imagine? You're in jail. You didn't do anything. You're in jail for heinous crime. I just can't imagine. In some instances, people are grateful for the time they spent in prison. God works in mysterious ways. But I'm just shocked how many people are in prison and they're innocent. President Donald Trump held his first campaign rally Monday night down in El Paso, Texas, and Beto O'Rourke led a border wall protest about a half a mile away, going to counter Trump's rally there, I guess. Trump's event was held at the El Paso County Coliseum in town that sits along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump didn't mention the nearby rally, but brought up O'Rourke, the young man with a great name who challenged us. The president said in a reference to the three-term congressman whose hometown is El Paso, O'Rourke said El Paso is one of the safest cities in America, safe not because of a wall, but in spite of walls. Yeah, right. The president announced his rally last week during his second State of the Union address, in which he alleged El Paso is now one of the nation's safest cities because of a powerful barrier that was put in place, a claim often disputed. Meanwhile, congressional negotiators revealed yesterday evening that they had reached an agreement in principle on border security funding that includes more than $1.3 billion for physical barriers along the border. Sources said the $1.3 billion can only be used for new construction that would cover approximately 55 miles of the border. Lawmakers have until midnight Friday to get the agreement through both houses of Congress and signed by Trump before several cabinet-level departments shut down and hundreds of thousands of workers are furloughed once again. How quickly just being a kid can go wrong. Dateline Washington, this happened last year. The teenage girl pushed from a 60-foot bridge, says that her friend accused of doing that has not taken responsibility. She has now, I guess, and since she never meant to hurt anyone, she wouldn't ever hurt anyone. Jordan Holgerson, 16, has been speaking out in a court hearing for Taylor Smith, who is charged with one count of reckless endangerment for the incident in which Holgerson was shoved from an expanse over the Moulton Falls there in Vancouver, Washington. The girl says, I really don't think she even cares. What happened to this girl? Well, let's see. 6 broken ribs, 2 punctured lungs. She's having trouble in day-to-day living. Yeah, just jumping from a bridge. The girl didn't want to, so her former friend shoved her. You just never know, in a moment's notice, how your life can change forever. More news right after this. Here is the $64,000 question. You oldies listening know about that program, right? Yeah, that was a great show until they found out they were cheating. Anyway, here's the question. What did you get out of the Word today? Seriously, what did God talk to you about this day, my friend? Have you read your Bible? Well, congratulations. Have you prayed? Congratulations. Have you served? Oh, you haven't served others yet? That's a real part of the Christian walk, my friend. Have you fellowshiped this week with other believers? You need that desperately. Birds of a feather, I'm being serious now. In my old days, I always fellowshiped with the bad guys and girls, and now that I'm saved, I want to hang around Christians. You should too. And then do not, 5, forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I desperately need church. What is it again? Bible, prayer, service, fellowship, church. That ought to do it. I pray you're doing those things so vitally important. We are getting blasted in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We are not alone. Oh, misery loves company. 93 million across America in the path of the latest winter storm. Freezing rain. The trees around here bending over. I've got one in the front yard of my home that's bent right down to the ground. Oh, I pray it doesn't break. Ice everywhere, schools all closed today, maybe tomorrow. It has been nasty. I sure was getting used to that nice weather before this all started a couple of weeks ago. Storms. Winter storms. What's it doing in your part of the woods? How about Hawaii? An extremely powerful winter storm is pulling away from Hawaii after unleashing damaging winds, massive waves, coastal flooding, and snow. Hawaii? The storm, which the National Weather Service in Honolulu describes as historic, that's what it is, historic, began pounding the islands Friday. Hawaii News reported a 66-year-old California man died in a rough surf off northwest Maui on Friday. Forecasters calling this an unprecedented event. A combination of record-high onshore waves coupled with gale-force winds, 191 miles an hour. Chicago, your number one, your... Oh, this is not good. Chicago, the most corrupt American city? A new report from the University of Illinois at Chicago, along with Chicago, L.A. topped the list of the most public corrupt convictions in America based on the number of federal corruption convictions between 1976 and 2017. That's a long period of time. Chicago, number one, Manhattan right in there, as well as Miami. Drawing information from the Department of Justice, the report shows 25 public figures were convicted of charges tied to corruption in 2017 in the city of Chicago, the Windy City. In health news, a couple of warnings. That quick and easy food that you love chipping away at your mortality, one nibble at a time, they say. According to new research from France, can we trust them? We face a 14% higher risk of early death with each 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods we eat. Ultra-processed foods are manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that usually include additives used for technology and/or cosmetic purposes. Aha! Those foods are most consumed in the form of snacks, desserts, ready-to-eat or heat meals, and their consumption has largely increased during the past several decades. This trend may drive an increase of early deaths due to chronic illnesses, including cancer and cardiovascular disease. Speaking of that, did you see the video of the guys playing hockey? One of them just goes down, heart attack. It's called the Hockey Miracle today. That's when a North Carolina doctor saved a fellow hockey player's life during a pickup game. Jib Street, a native of Canada who's been playing hockey his whole life, dropped to the ice at the Pineville rink in January after he went into cardiac arrest. But, oh, was he so excited to find out there's a fellow player on the other, a medical doctor. When I did see the video a couple of days ago, it was difficult to watch yourself go down and lie there motionless on the ice. The gratitude comes from how fast this guy responded. That is the miracle. I'm skating with an emergency room doctor and didn't know it. Dr. Craig Bryan, whom Street calls his guardian angel, and other teammates quickly jumped into action. Bryan immediately began CPR. Do you know that, by the way? And fortunate this hockey rink, they had an AED unit that shocks your heart. Stand back, gonna shock this guy. We need more of those. Street didn't have a pulse for some 5 minutes. Can you believe that? It took a village, they say. There were so many guys that were involved, said the doctor. He's made a full recovery and gave Brian one of his most prized possessions. There it was. A signed hockey jersey as a token of thanks. Not just any. Oh my gosh, look at this, said the doctor. Wayne Gretzky signed this. And the man says, Doc, I love you. Thank you for saving my life. Whoa. Meanwhile, Ethan Ligonberger, frustrated by years of arguing about his mom's anti-vaccination stance, quietly defected this week. The Norwalk, Ohio teenager needed advice, he said, on how to inoculate himself against both infectious disease and his family's dogma. As he calls it, at 18, he was old enough. Ligonberger explained he wanted to get vaccinated, but didn't know how, and because of their beliefs, I've never been vaccinated for anything. God knows how I'm still alive, said the 18-year-old. Oh, you'll live, kid. An anti-vaccination movement metastasized amid outbreaks of dangerous diseases. Boy, measles is gone to 12 states now. Internet-savvy teenagers, you can find out anything in the new America. Are fact-checking their parents' decisions in digital health reawakenings and seeking their own treatments. Mom and Dad, you have no idea what you're talking about. This generation of unvaccinated children coming of age has looked at the science and they want to protect themselves, so say the experts. Mom and Dad, I've got some thoughts on this, but, well, anyway. Kid got her all taken care of. He's all vaccinated. Everything's great now. And one more story is very important. Thermography. Have you heard about this? Breast cancer detection? It's not good as I understand it. 700 centers have popped up across America. In some instances, they're telling you that you don't need a mammogram. Now all kinds of stories coming out. Basically, really questionable, the thermography. You discover a lump, they say, get to a doctor, get a mammogram, get a biopsy. Early detection could save your life. Some thoughts from the Word right after this. Well, it happens nearly every day. Someone wants some story that we have told on Hello World. Do you know we have a podcast? Yeah. Go to gregpatton.com, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, right there on the front page. iTunes. You can go to last week, last month, last year. Yes, you can. So grateful to WHCB for providing that. Yeah, podcast. What were we talking about last week? And Facebook, I am so appreciative of having you on board with me, being a friend. Please, today, okay? And then a reminder again, going to keep telling you this. We have the Share-a-thon of 2019 coming up at the end of February. WHCB 91.5, that station that heralds Christ's blessing throughout the Tri-City area. They're trying to raise some funds to stay on the air. Pray, be a big part. Share-a-thon 2019. I'll be seeing you soon. Sometimes it's just tough weathering the storms. We've had so much bad weather, it's easy to identify with this. Talking now about weathering the storms of life, persecution, trouble coming your way. The Bible provides many examples of God-fearing men and women who weathered storms of persecution for their beliefs, and it's getting worse in America today because of the left-stream media and what I call the New America. Not only are you in disdain, you are under attack, my friend. You know, some of the more familiar stories involve accounts of the Hebrews being thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to compromise the word, and New Testament believers thrown into prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling others how to be saved. Can you imagine? Believers today are able to tap into a wealth of wisdom by studying the righteous lives of long ago. And of course, I continue to tout Christian radio because there's so much good stuff right on this station every day. We learn how to persevere, praise God in the midst of our trials, and we can glean application principles from these accounts of real-life followers of Almighty God who fought the good fight of faith and won. From biblical teachings about persecution, consider a couple here. Biblical examples of suffering and persecution, you know them. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den there in Daniel chapter 6, and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were cast into the fiery furnace with him. Oh, that's one. Paul experienced constant persecution because of his bold proclamation of the gospel. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. According to Peter, all believers are going to endure some sort of trial or suffering as a result of their faith in Jesus Christ. It says that in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting with verse 12 and through 19 here. You know, we are to recognize that God is with us all the time. We need to resolve to stand firm like Daniel and his fellow believers, Daniel 3, 24 and 25. Do you do that today or do you wimp out? We are in a time where Satan and all of his people that he's designating, and he's really good at this, try to get us away from God any way possible, either sneaking quietly through the back door or tearing the front door right off. You know, you need to minister to others when captured or wrongly charged? Like Paul and Silas, who witnessed to a jailer in Acts 16:25-34. Amazing. We need to learn to be content in any situation, just like Paul was there in Philippians 4, 2 Timothy 1. And don't be surprised to encounter trials and troubles. Some people are like, it shouldn't happen to me. I oftentimes tell church audiences that, hey, I thought it was going to be a tiptoe through the tulips and I got saved. Everything going to be coming up wonderful now that I am a child of God. No, you'll have lots of trials and many instances far worse than you've ever encountered in your life. In fact, you know what? You can rejoice when you share the sufferings of Jesus Christ. That's what 1 Peter says in chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. And that I need to entrust these difficult situations to God and persevere so that somehow he's going to be glorified in it all. Read Psalm 56. Yeah, what are we talking about? Entrusting a difficult situation to Almighty God and persevering so that God will be glorified. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can weather the storms of persecution because God is still on the throne. And prayer changes things. Don't let Satan, his demons, and the people they use change your mind on that one, my friend. Keep your eyes on God. Need to glance at the enemy now and then to know what's going on, but keep your focus, your stare on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, and talking about demons, I just was reminded once again that invisible war on the saints, that 44-part video series that we did down at WHCB last year, coming into fruition now. It will be available soon, maybe as early as the Share-a-thon. Who knows? Kind of excited to be able to share what God has done in our lives. We came under a demon attack a few decades ago that changed our ministry forever. I'm not out there in the crazy world of, well, you know how that can go. Nope, just a regular family that came under demonic attack with no idea as Christians what to do. And I was in the ministry and evangelism at the time. God really taught us some things. We have helped so many people, actually testimonial letters of lives saved as a result of information we've given out to people on how to battle the devil and his demons. The invisible war on the saints. It's genuinely real, my friend. What to do? What to do? And finally, I'm constantly asking the question, what is your purpose, sir, ma'am? Before the sun comes up, Reverend James Davis prepares for a journey that would many consider just a job. But for him, driving students to Ware Shoals schools is far from that. I don't get up in the morning to go to work. I get up to fulfill my purpose. He's been behind the wheel of a school bus number 8 for 10 years now. And through the years, one thing remains the same, his love for kids and their future. He knows each student by name and makes a point to say something positive each day. A lot of times, you don't know what people come out of when they get onto this bus. You want to give them a positive atmosphere, a positive attitude about going to school. A tip of the hat to the Reverend James Davis, school bus driver and pastor of the Dunn Creek Baptist Church. For the last 24 years. Tip of the hat, Reverend. And here's the way most of us do it. Guy on a little hike there fell over the edge of the cliff, grabbed a hold of a branch, and started screaming for help. Yes, I'm here. Who's that? The Lord. Lord, help me. Do you trust me? Lord, I completely trust you. Then let go of the branch. What? I said, let go of the branch. Long pause here. And then, is there anybody else up there? Come on, that's the way we are. That's it, another edition of Hello World for a Tuesday. I'm Greg Patton, news, information, comment, Bible, and some other silly stuff now and then. Thanks so much for listening. Tell a friend about the broadcast, and hey, you be here tomorrow. Same time, same place. God bless. Enjoy your day.